Everybody, welcome to our morning devotion. Today's chapter is 1 Peter chapter 5. This is the last chapter of 1 Peter. This is 1 Peter chapter 5. I'll share a quick devotion after reading through this for us. So I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you. Not for shameful gain, but eagerly. Not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother, as I regard him, I have written briefly to you, exhorting and declaring that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. She who is at Babylon, who is likewise chosen, sends you greetings, and so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with the kiss of love. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. So Peter wraps up this letter by directly addressing the elders. He exhorts them to shepherd the flock of God, referring to the church. He exhorts them to do that in a God-honoring way, not leading in a domineering, controlling kind of way, but following the example of the chief shepherd, Jesus. And then in verse 10, he turns it around to those under the elders, urging them to submit to the leadership of these elders in humility. And then we get to verses 6 through 11. And here, Peter urges these Christians that he's writing to be wary, to be watchful of the devil. And I want to focus on this for the rest of our time today. In verse 8, Peter says to be sober-minded and watchful because our adversary, the devil, is like a lion, always on the prowl, looking for people to devour. The exhortation here is basically be alert, be on the lookout, have a clear mind because our enemy is always looking to act against us. Now, first things first, this makes it very clear that we have a spiritual enemy. To borrow the language of the Apostle Paul, our battle isn't against flesh and blood, but spiritual forces. There are spiritual forces that are actively seeking to work against God and his will and against those who follow him. Some of us may not be very familiar with this idea, and maybe we're not very comfortable with it. But this is a fact, and Peter makes it very clear this is a fact, that we have a common enemy, the devil. Now, on some level, when you read this, you could feel a little bit worried. If, for example, you were confronted by a real lion or a predator of some kind, an animal, you know, wild animal of some kind, pacing around you, ready to pounce at any moment, you'd probably be pretty scared, right? Well, that's the kind of language that Peter uses. The devil is always on the prowl, looking for someone to devour. This type of language might instill fear and maybe even feelings of helplessness. Maybe some of this fear and helplessness actually comes also from experience. Maybe you've been in situations where you fell into sin, even though you felt like you did what you could, you know, to fight it. Maybe it felt like it came out of nowhere, and all you could think was, well, I had no control, it just kind of happened. Or maybe you might even think the devil made me do it. I know I've been in situations like this, where again, I fall into sin, or I find myself in situations where it's like, why did I do that? You know, how did that happen? But here's the thing, despite what we might think, we aren't helpless against the works of the enemy. We have the ability to fight. Notice how after urging us to be sober-minded and watchful against the enemy, Peter goes on to say, resist him, referring to the devil. Resist the devil. It's very matter of fact. There's no caveat or condition. It's just simply resist him. You see, we're not helpless or powerless against the schemes of the devil. We're not destined or doomed to fail anytime we face temptation. We can fight. We have a choice in this matter. We have a role to play in resisting the devil. The natural question then is, how? How do we resist the devil? Well, I'll tell you one thing that doesn't help, and that's just sheer willpower. Simply trying to resist sin by willing yourself to do it might work for a little while, but it won't last. Rather, there are two things we see in this passage that contributes to our ability to resist the devil. First, it's submission to God. Verse 6 says, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you." To humble ourselves before God is to submit to him. It's to let go of any pride or self-reliance and instead say, "God, you are God and I'm not. You have all things in your hands, and so I submit myself to you. I trust you." Too often, we feel anxious because we're actually trying to maintain a level of control ourselves. We think that we can somehow solve things or fix things, that we have to hold it all together. And that includes the temptations we face, that we have to fight these things, that we have to somehow overcome it. What Peter is reminding us here is that the best thing we can do is to humble ourselves, to recognize that we can't address everything on our own, that we're simply human. We can't fight sin on our own. Instead, we need to submit ourselves, surrender to the one who can, to the one who is more than able to do these things. But we submit to him not only because he's able, you know, not only because he has the capability to do these things, but because he cares for us. So he's not only able, but he cares for us deeply so. When we submit ourselves to him, God will give us what we need to resist the devil. So that's the first thing. The second thing we see in this passage is that we can resist the devil when we lean into the community of believers. Oftentimes when we're in seasons of trials and difficulties or fall into sinful temptations, we feel alone. Things like shame and guilt often push us deeper into darkness, into hiding, out of fear of judgment or rejection. You know, think about, for example, just the very beginning, first sin. Adam and Eve commit sin, and then what do? They try to hide. That's what can happen to us when we find ourselves struggling, when we find ourselves falling into temptation. Peter reminds us here that we're actually not alone. Because again, first, like I said, God is with us, and he cares for us. But also, we see in verse 9, resist him, referring to the devil, resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. In other words, you're not alone in this. There are many others who have and currently are going through many of the same things. Therefore, there is no shame here, no fear of judgment. Instead, we can be strengthened by one another and help each other by pointing each other to God, who, out of his abundant grace, we see in verse 10, will restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. By leaning into the community of believers, we can be pointed to the truth and resist the devil with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's take a moment to consider how we've been doing with regards to spiritual conflict. First and foremost, are you aware of the spiritual conflict that's taking place? If so, as you resist the devil, are you humbling yourself before God and leaning into the church community? If this idea of spiritual conflict is new to you, then maybe today's step is to ask God for a greater awareness, to become more, to have spiritual eyes, if you will, to see what's happening. And then from there, be able to trust him and lean into community. Or if you've been actively resisting, but maybe you're weaker in one area over the other. So for example, maybe you're going to God, but you're hiding. You have a tendency to hide from community. Then let's consider how we can commit ourselves to both, also that we might live in the joy and freedom that's found in Christ, and actively resist the devil. Let's pray together. Lord, we recognize that there are spiritual forces at hand that seek to work against us. But thank you, God, that you have not left us alone. First and foremost, you are with us. You care for us, and therefore you will provide for us. Help us to submit to you. Come before you in humility. Trust you deeply. And also thank you for the church, for the community of brothers and sisters in Christ who we can walk with, who can support us, and we can support them as well. Help us, God, to be faithful in opening up to our community, to together trust you, Lord, and turn to you for strength and for guidance. Lord, we know that we're not helpless against the schemes of the enemy, and though we may face opposition and with an affliction and hardship, we know in the end you are with us. We can trust you fully. So help us to do that. Help us to lean into you and the community that you've provided around us. We thank you, Lord, that there is victory in you and freedom in you, God. So God, we entrust all of our anxieties and worries, our struggles to you. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, hope you have a good weekend. Merry Christmas. Early Christmas to all of you. And hopefully you'll continue to join us in Devos as we continue on even into next week. Have a great day.